So we're talking about the Isra of Lifnei Iver L'Sitin Michshol. Now, that's in the parasha, this week's parasha, Parashas Kedoshim. Now, my friends, literally that means in front of a blind man, do not place a stumbling block. But what's interesting is that the Rishonim do not learn that that's the actual Isra. The actual Isra is to give someone either a bad Eitzah or to help assist someone doing Aveira. That's the Lifnei that we're all familiar with. I can't hear it. Some, if anyone wants to talk, they have to unmute themselves. So if you help someone do an Aveira, that's Lifnei Iver. But the actual literal translation of the Pasuk is not what the Lav is that we're all familiar with. The question is why? So the Korban Aaron brings that the Re'aim and other Rishonim, the Mizrahi, other Gedoilem, said the Pshat is as follows. Why does it say Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Michshol? Why does it say L'Tosim Michshol? Don't place a Michshol. Give sounds like you're giving it to what? To him. You're giving it to him. When you put a stumbling block in front of a blind person, you don't give it to him. You place it in front of him. So if they really see toin michshol, see toin sounds like you're giving him something. Either you're giving him a bad eitzah or you're giving him an aveira. And a classic example of if they really see toin michshol is you have a nazir and he asks you for a cup of wine. Can a nazir drink wine? Even if it's a special winery, like Nadiv wine, you can't drink it. Don't make a difference what the winery is. A Nazir is not allowed to drink the wine. So
is that the issue of Lesita and Michel? Because it's not an Iver. If he knows he's a Nazir and he's coming and asking you for wine, why is that considered Lesnei Iver, Lesita and Michel? It might be Mitzayel Dvar Avera, but why is that a Iver?
That's a very good question. No one asks you to be so smart, okay? But Lemaisa, it's Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Michshol. Okay? Sometimes you have to know, when the good question is it or why is it? So, why is Lifnei Iver? I don't know, but it is. This is Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Michshol. Maybe he's blind to the fact that there's a Dessler. That says that if you understood that an Avera is like fire, no one would stick their hand in the fire, right? So if a person really understood what an Avera is, you couldn't do an Avera unless you were like blind to the Avera a little bit. So maybe that's what it means. I don't know. Akopanim Dosis Lifnei. Now, everybody said, just to be clear, the Lifnei Iver Midya Rice is only when it's Trey Ivra Dinahara, which means as follows. I'm standing on one side of the river. He's standing on the other side of the river. He cannot reach the wine, which is on my side of the river, because he's on the other side. But if I reach over and he reaches over, he can get it, or I'll throw it to him. But the point is, he can't get it. So I am actually facilitating an avera that would not happen otherwise. But let's say there's a bottle of wine on the floor right here, and he's just a little lazy. Or he's a little jet lag. I could relate to that more. And he says, could you mind just passing me the wine? Now, he can get it himself if he wanted to. But I'm just kind of like making it a little bit easier for him. That's not Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Michshol. Because I'm not putting a Michshol in front of him. The Michshol's already there. Rav Tosfos and Shabbos says, by the way, that you're still over Midrabanan. So don't think that you're okay to do that. That's still out of bounds. Okay, but now here goes. We're going to get into the Lamdis, my friends. Is Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Michshol also applied to a guy? We have a lot of interesting shilas tonight. You have a guy. Is there a problem doing Lifnei Iver for a guy? I'm getting interesting eyebrows from some of the Talmidim that are present. Is there an Isser Lifnei Iver for a guy? This is the Shaila. So, first of all, I mean, this can have two different manifestations. One is, can you give a guy a bad Eitzah? Let's say a guy asks you, should he buy a stock? I have to be honest, I might have been over Lifnei Iver. Because whenever I'm in a taxi back in the day, I don't often take Goyish taxis anymore, but it used to be when I was in a taxi. So if it was a Yiddish taxi, they'd ask me where I grew up. Everybody asks me where I'm from, I say Eretz Yisrael. They ask me where I grew up, I say I grew up in America. So if it's a Jewish taxi, I tell them, there's nothing there for you. Stay in Eretz Yisrael, it's all good. When it's a Goyish taxi, I always tell them, yeah, go to America. It's great. It's amazing. Make a lot of money. One time I had this Arab taxi driver. He said, yeah, but I'm afraid of the Kushim. I'm afraid of the Kushim in America, the blacks. I said, nah, nothing to worry about. The Kushim are fine. The Arabs afraid of the blacks. Okay, kids. Anyway, I tell all Arabs go to America. I apologize if like America's overrun with Arabs. It's my fault. So I'm sorry about that. But anyway, a kid, sir. Is that the favor? I'm telling him to go to. I'm not telling him that because I think it's good for him. I'm telling him that because I want to get him out of the country. I should tell him to go to Sweden. That'd be a better idea. Okay, from now on, my friends, if an Arab asks me where I'm from, I'm gonna tell him Sweden. I tell him to go there. Anyway, a kitzer. So is there isa of neighbor on a goy? There's another case though, which is what about the goy has mitzvah sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach? So can I assist the goy being over sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach? This is the question. So the chinuch says, or he seems to write quite clearly in mitzvah lamed beis lo lahachil b'nei yisrael las islam eitzarah. Says the chinuch, the isur is on b'nei shaloi lahachil b'nei yisrael. That's what the sefer chinuch writes. And the minchas chinuch goes ballistic. Says the minchas chinuch, what are you talking about? It's mefurish gemara minayin that you can't give a kois of wine to a nazir and you can't give aver minachai to a ben. Noyach. You can't give Abram and Achai to a ben Noyach, says the Gemara, because of Lifnei Iver. So it's a black and white Gemara, says the Minchas Chinuch. What in the world does the Chinuch, the Sefer Chinuch, mean when he says there's no Lifnei Iver, it's only on a ben Yisrael? Zokt the Oilom. This is Yeshiva Shereid, my friends. This is vintage Yeshivish Brisker Torah. Here goes. Zokta Heliga Oilom, that in the din of the Fneiver, you can be'etzem break it down to two dinim. Tzvei dinim in Lefneiver. One din Lefneiver is a din ben Odom Lachaveiroi, and the other din Lefneiver is Be'elam Lamokun. What does that mean? There's one din Lefneiver not to give a person a bad etzah. Someone asks you, should I move to America or not move to America? Should I move to Uganda? Should I move to Sweden? So there's an of neighbor, and I have to give him a bad eitzah. That is between you and him. And you have to, the Torah requires us to have camaraderie, to a person to have to l'reacha kamoicha, mitzvah is ben adam l'chaveiroi. There's another din of lefneiver, which is ben adam l'mokai. What does that mean? That means that there's an isra of causing someone else to do an aveira. Just like Hashem doesn't want you to do an aveira, Hashem doesn't want someone else to do an aveira. So that's like a prat in the actual Avera is that the Avera and the Lifnei Iver of the Avera. These are the two dinim. Meila zok the oilam the following tesach. Is the Lifnei Iver on a goy? Well, that depends. Maybe one of the dinim of the Lifnei Iver applies to a goy and the other one doesn't. How do you figure? You figure like this. Ben Adam l'chaveiroi, what do you have to be in order to have the mitzvah, these types of mitzvahs? You have to be chaveiroi. What does it mean, chaveiroi? Another yid. So the mitzvahs of Ben Adam l'chaveiroi only apply to yidden. So is there an isser to give a bad eitzah to a goy? No. You can't do gezel ha-goy, but you can do tois akum on a goy. There's a man that holds even gezel goy is mutter, but whatever, no, but tois akum is okay. Right. So what does that mean? There's no there's a freeze on the mitzvahs ben on the chavero if he's not chavero. However, the minchas chinuch brought the gemara that says that you can't give Avril minachai to a ben noach. That's a mitzvah. That's you being machshul in a mitzvah and avera. That's ben adam lamakom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want him to be over on Avril minachai. So he doesn't want you to be machshul on Avril minachai. That there's going to be an agoy. That's the lumdis, my friends. This is the major lumdis of the night. And I'm going to show you where I think it comes up in other places also. Perhaps I'd like to suggest the following thing. There's a shaila, if there's an isser lifnei iver, on an isser midrabanan. That says an isser midrabanan. You're machshil someone in an isser midrabanan. Are you over lifnei iver or you're not over lifnei iver? It's a shaila. The Yad Malachi says yes. Excuse me. The Minchas Chinuch says yes. The Radvaz, however, says Gabi Isser Derabbanan. There's no Isser lifnei iver. So to Machlokes Achronim, is there lifnei iver on a Derabbanan? Frek the Sefer Mishmeres Chaim. I'm reading from the Torah Ladas, Reb Matisyo Blum, passed away from Corona a few weeks ago. Frek to Mishmeres Chaim. Time out, hold on a second. You, Radvaz, are telling me there's no Lifnei Iver and Esser Derabanan. If you give someone bad advice, there's Lifnei Iver. So telling, assisting someone to do an Avera is for sure bad advice. You're giving him a bad Eitza. So how could you say there's no Lifnei Iver and Esser Derabanan? Azoy frekt the Mishmeres Chaim. Rabbi Isai, so one teretz that they bring is as follows. Jet lag. It's rough. One teretz they give is as follows. This year's too late. I told them afterwards. I need to do it earlier. I'm just so exhausted. But okay, we're going to push through. So the teretz that Rav Matisyo Blum wants to bring is that an Isser Midrabanan, if you're over by accident, so the Nesiva says, you don't need a kapara. It's a drabbanon only if you do it intentional. So therefore, causing someone to be over a drabbanon, if it's b'shoigig, it's not a problem. Okay, we're not going to go into that lundis right now, but the Radvaz doesn't say that he's only talking about b'shoigig. What about his over a drabbanon on purpose? And he gets malchus. Not as he needs kapara. We beat him within an inch of, well, tmachus mardus. So it's not like a fault, but it's still malchus. So I don't get the teretz. I'd like to suggest the different teretz as follows. Rabbi said we just said that there's two different types of lifneiver. There's the one lifneiver which is giving a person a bad eitza. There's another lifneiver which is ben adam lamokoi. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to be over on Eber Menachai. He doesn't want me to facilitate someone else being over on Eber Menachai. But if this is only a mitzvah midirabanan, so then Kodesh Baruch Hu never said you shouldn't do this aveira. The Chacham said it. So the Chachamim never included in their Isser Midrabanan a Lifnei Iver also. By the D'oraisa, that's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Lifnei Iver, says, I don't want you to be Iver and I don't want you to match with someone else. By the Drabanans, we don't say that necessarily. So again, we see this Yesod that there's a Din Lifnei Iver, which is not just that I'm giving him a bad Eitza, but it itself is like I'm causing someone else to be Iver on the Isser Ben Adam Lamakom.
Oh. The first part that Rabbi said was that there are bonon b'shoigeg, you're not over.
Correct.
So if you gave someone bad advice and that caused him to be over on the rabbanon, then he wasn't over on the rabbanon b'mezid. So it's not a complete misayeh to dvar avera because it's not a complete avera that you made him do. You made him be over the rabbanon b'shoigeg.
Right. If it's b'shoigeg, you're right. If it's b'shoigeg, you're right. If it's b'shoigeg, then it's not misayel de'aver. It's not lefneiver. It's not anything because he wasn't over anything. It brings up a very big shaila, Yudah, which is discussed by the poskim that anytime a person's over the rabbanon, should you not tell them? So I got a good idea. Okay, don't take me seriously. I'm saying this sarcastically. Just don't learn all the halachas of muktzah and all the halachas of bishul. And all the levels of shit. Just don't learn them, and then you'll be a shaykh the rest of your life. You did nothing wrong. You're going to be shaykh. Oh, I didn't know. Why can't we do that? That's a discussion. Akoponim, let's get back to some more on this. What happens if I try to do Lifnei Iver? I don't mean necessarily because I'm like a Lifnei Iver, like a hachasnik guy, but let's say, for example, there's a Nazir on the other side of the, I have a nephew who has very, very long hair. He's almost like a Nazir. Anyway, so what happens if he's on the other side of the river and he asks me for a cup of wine and I'm going to hand him a cup of wine. What happens if and when he drinks that wine?
He's over on his Nazirus.
Lifneiver. He's over on his Nazirus and I'm over on the Lifneiver. So he takes the cup of wine, he's about to drink it, and it spills, falls on the floor, boom, the wine is gone. Was he over on his Nazirus?
No.
No. Was I over on Lifnei Iver?
Yes.
Lazar! My Chavrusa, you have any answer for me? Chezki, my future Chavrusa.
Yes, Rabbi.
You have an answer for that, Shaila?
Well, if you're over with Naver?
If you're over the, you got the case?
Yeah, of course you're not over with Naver.
Why not? But I gave it to him. He almost drank it.
It doesn't make a difference. The whole point of Naver is if you're causing him to do something bad.
Ooh, Chesky, not so fast. You know, Ayer is shaking his head. No, doesn't like it. So the Yad Malachi has a shaila about this. He brings a raya from Moed Katan one way. He brings a raya from Kiddushin another way. And he's kind of like misupik about it. I'll tell you what I think. Elazar, are you with me? Give me a thumbs up. Listen to this, Elazar. I'm pretty sure that I'm right about this. If you're handling the din of giving him an etzerah, giving him bad advice from the chaver, did I give him bad advice, yes or no, Chesky? Did I give him bad advice, yes or no?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm over. For the moment I give him the advice, I'm over. However, if that we're saying it's a benalamakum, just like Hashem doesn't want me to be over on Aveira, he doesn't want me to cause someone else to be over on Aveira. So just like the Nazir wasn't over on his Nazirus, I'm not over on my Lefneiver. True, maybe I tried to do it, and also tried to be over on his Nazirus. But the Maisa, there's not going to be an answer there. And the Chayra, it's going to depend on our Chakira when it comes to Lefneiver. That's another Shaila that could be Tali. I'll tell you another interesting Shaila. Here it goes. Let's say a Jew says, pass me that Avodah Zarah over there from the other side of the river. Avodah Zarah? I'm not going to pass you that Avodah Zarah. Yes, you are. No, I'm not. That's Lifnei Iver. Well, if you don't pass me the Avodah Zarah, I'm going to kill you. Kill you? Yeah, I'm going to kill you. So there's Yarg Val Yavah right there. Or Yavar Yavar Har, this Pikuch Nefesh. Do you say, my friends, that you tell, listen, buddy, no can do, I cannot be a part of your Avodah Zarah stuffs, or not? So, if Lifnei Iver was just a din Bifnei Atzmai, that you can't cause someone else to do Avodah Zarah, okay, that has nothing to do, nothing to do with Yarg Val Yavar. However, if Lifnei Iver, I believe Rabbi Kivegris is as far, is like Hashem's telling you, I don't want you to do that Avera, and I want you to get someone else to do that Avera, then it's similar to Avuzrayu da Avodah Zarah. Anything that has even a shmek of Avodah Zarah, you're going to be Yarg Val Yavar. So this is part of the Avodah Zarah, part of that entire universe. Hashem's saying, I don't want him to do Avodah Zarah, I don't want you to allow him to facilitate his Avodah Zarah. Then it's Yarg Val Yavar in the same way. That's another nafkamina from our big yisoid. I want to end with a shaila, and I'm going to tell you a teretz. It's my own teretz, and you're welcome to argue with me.
Rabbi,
yes.
Do you have a raya that there's a possibility that the Lifnei Iver is part of the Avera itself? Because let's say Yehuda Ari is a kain. He has Isser to become Tamei. For me to make him become Tamei, would that be considered Lifnei Iver? I would think so.
So that's where the sugi is. It's in Baba Metzia, I think, Daf Yud, that a person can only be over on if neighbor is a barchiv or something. I can't go into the details right now, but it's there. You can take a look in Baba Metzia. By chatzim yishum yad, v'lagar mishlichus ein shlichus v'arveira. If he's barchiv and not barchiv, is the neighbor considered to be barchiv? Ayin shavetim tzenachos. Okay, Chesky, good kasha. You're opening up a whole sugi. You want to say chabura on it? You can do that. Okay?
Okay, shkarech, I'll keep it in mind.
Monday, Chabura on Monday?
Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay, Rabbi.
I don't know. I think Chesky should give on Monday, Rabbi.
Who's that? Yehuda Ari?
Yeah, I think Chesky should give on Monday.
Okay, we'll see. We're up for discussion. Okay, David, this is Tifa Svar, I'm saying over here. We have David Lovell on the phone and the other Chabra. I want you to try to help me out.
And you have Shirley Sharp, Rabbi.
Yeah, I know. I got him over there. Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was Svi, so I spoke about my nephew with the long hair. I think he heard the line. But listen, I'm telling you a very big chiddush. It's my own chiddush. The following shaila. Here's a very interesting shaila, which is nogeh to a lot of people. Are you allowed to haul someone into court? Are you allowed to demand from him your money if you know that he will lie? You know he's going to lie. Now, lying is maybe not as bad as when back in the day in Jewish court where he would make a shavua sheker. Are you allowed to set someone up for a shavua sheker? You know the guy, he owes you the money, but you know the guy's going to lie. Or maybe you think he's going to lie. He might be over the Fnever B'Shoigig. I don't know. That might depend. Is the Fnever B'Shoigig or not? Might be part of our Shaila. I'll go upon him. Are you allowed to do that? Well, the Radbaz says you're allowed to do it. And he quotes the Pasuk Haliteni L'Yerusha B'Yamos, which is, a Russia, give it to the Russia and let him die. He wants to die, let him die. If that's what he's going to do, it's his problem. And he says, not only that, anyone that doesn't make him swear because he's thinking he wants to be Mr. Goody Two Shoes is a chosid choite, a fool. That's pretty heavy. Yeah. However, the Sefer Mutzal Me'esh, he asked the question, I don't get it. Why is that not a neighbor? Okay, very nice. You scream, you yell. I got it. So it's a chassid shaita. But why? Can you explain to me why it's not lif neighbor? And don't tell me because I'm going to lose money. Because you have to lose a lot of money for a lav. Anytime a person is a lav, in the face of a lav, you got to give up basically all your money. So why you're not over on the lav of lif neighbor? This is the question.
You're not forcing him to lie. You're just forcing him to testify. It's up to him, you know, whether he's going to lie or not.
That's a good point. But you are causing him to lie.
The world wouldn't be able to exist.
You're not causing it. You're giving him the opportunity to.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you're saying, it's not like you're directly doing it at all.
Right. It's like I'm giving him a void desire. I'm just giving him, you know, he's making a shua. Whether he lies or not, that's totally up to him.
It's for sure up to, well, I'm giving him the wine. If he drinks it, it's totally up to him.
But you're not giving him the wine. You're bringing him to a vineyard. You're just giving him the opportunity to do it. You're not putting something in front of him.
I don't know. It doesn't seem the same to me.
I don't get the difference.
The pirate should be telling on Hakira from before.
Slow down, Chesky. Let me just get back to them before I get to you. I don't understand the difference, my friends. I don't get it. Over here, I'm giving you a cup of wine. You decide to drink it, you drink it. Over here, I'm giving you a shvuah. You decide to lie, you lie.
Well, the wine, there's only one thing that he's going to do with it. He's going to do something else. Sir. Here, the shvuah is, you know, it could go one way, could go the other way. It's totally up to him.
Just because he'll probably lie isn't the favor.
Like, yeah, doing a shvuah is a neutral thing.
Well, so there's another question whether or not I want to say something similar to what you're saying. It's not the same, but there's another question of whether or not you can have lif neiver if I don't know for sure that he's going to be over on the aveir. But let's assume that I know I'm as confident that he's going to lie as it was that he's going to drink the wine. So we have to really crystallize what the difference is. I'm not 100% hearing the difference yet. One case, I know he's going to drink the wine. In the other case, I know he's going to lie falsely. He has a choice not to. It's just not to drink the wine. Maybe he'll change his mind last minute. I don't know. So it's not, I'm trying to get exactly the difference. I'm going to tell you what the way they're not. A little touch different, but I had someone else. Chesky was saying something in the back over there, and I missed it. Chesky, you want to repeat that?
I was saying that I think it might be Kaleo and Hakira from before.
How is that?
Because there's a difference between, let's say, the wine and the swearing. The wine is an isser, and the swearing is something neutral that he's going to make into an isser. So in the tzad, that the problem with lif neiver is Hashem doesn't want you to do averus, and Hashem doesn't want other people to do averus, so you can't make him swear because you know he's going to do the avera. But if the problem is you dealing dishonestly or giving him bad advice, then giving him the wine, which is something that's an avera for him, is the problem, as opposed to making him swear. There's nothing wrong with swearing. He's going to decide to lie, and that's his problem. I'm not making him do anything bad. I'm not dealing dishonestly or making him – I'm not giving him anything that he's going to do an avera with. He's doing something extra.
Okay, Chesky. So I hear a lot of what you're saying, and it might be very much affect what we're talking about. But the wine is not a iser chefza, my friend. I would hear it much better if the wine was like, instead of wine, you're talking about chazer. Then I would hear much better what you're saying, because chazer is intrinsically bad. But wine, there's nothing wrong with wine as long as we drink it the right way. There's a lot of people that abuse wine.
I'm asking to Rebbe if it was Isra Chefta be much better. But there is, in his Matziv, you know that this is, you're giving him Isser. You are, because he's a Nazir, you're dealing dishonestly with him. You're making him do an Avera.
Well, you're not making him do Avera. You're giving him wine and he's drinking the Avera. You're giving him a Shmua and he's swearing falsely.
Bad advice. Giving wine to a Nazir is bad advice.
No, so telling someone to make a shmua is not bad advice.
Giving someone who's going to swear false is also bad advice.
Giving a shmua to a guy who doesn't want to lose money is bad advice.
Right.
Just like the Nazir could tell you that he wants the wine to drink it, the guy could tell you, if you take me to court, I'll lie.
Right. So I'm going to say it a little differently.
What if you say...
But listen to this. I'm going to come out with a very big chiddush, which I don't know what the answer is. You tell me what you think. Here goes my chiddush. I'm a little different than everyone else. You'll hear what I'm saying.
One you have to do a maisa, the other one you have to do no maisa.
Okay, that's true. That's true. But the over on the fneva, I don't know if you need a maisa to be over. The other is saying good. The other is a rangatan. But I'm not sure if the fneva needs a maisa necessarily to be over.
The only way the Avod Nazir is over is if he does the Maisa. If he doesn't do the Maisa, Dibur is not a Maisa. So the Shvuah would be different.
Oh, well, so the Gemara says that a Shvuah is also like a Maisa. Gemara makes a Drasha, a special Drasha, the Shvuah is like a Maisa. Levate bismasayim. So the Gemara says we treat it like a Maisa. So we're going to put those in the same category. Here goes, my friends. I'm going to tell you what my Svar is, and then we're going to close up because I am totally exhausted. It's been a long week. We have Shvuah Pinchas tomorrow. I need to get some beauty sleep. I'm thinking like this. And you can tell me, I might be wrong. When someone asks you for a cup of wine from across the other side of the river, what are you doing? If you want to define your Maisa, I'm going to define my Maisa as I pick up the wine and I pass it across the river. The Maisa is I'm assisting someone doing Avera. That's what I'm doing. That's how you would define what I'm doing. However, when I ask someone to make a Shavuah, I sure wish that this guy wouldn't lie. I don't want him to lie. So what am I coming to do? Define my Maisa. I'm doing a Maisa of getting him to swear. I'm not doing a Maisa of assisting in Avera. It's true that the Avera is coming only because of me, but I don't want the Avera to come. That's not what my intention is. I'd much rather he doesn't do the Avera. If you would define my Maisa, I'm doing a Maisa where I'm just coming to try to get my money. He's grata, going to do Avera. I wish he wouldn't do the Avera. So this is the Shiloh. Can you say that we're defining the definition of your Maisa is based on your intention? The case of the Shavuah, my intention was totally that he should swear the truth. I know he's not going to do it. I mean, I have a chance he's going to do it, or else I wouldn't make him swear. I know it's likely he's going to swear falsely, but that's not what I want. So I'm Ki'ilu saying, I hope he doesn't do an Avera. Maybe that's not the name of Sita Mechshol. That's not the way we define what you're doing. As opposed to, in the case where someone asks you to pass the wine from across the way, maybe that is Lefneva. Part of the Shaila I had was the following Shaila. Let's say I own a wine store. And a Nazir walks into my wine store. Am I allowed to sell him the wine?
Why not?
Lefneimer.
If it's intentional.
Specifically, like you were saying with the Shavua, like okay, you don't, obviously you don't want him to drink the wine, but you're, you know, maybe he's giving it to someone else. Maybe he's that. Like, if he says, you sell me this wine, I'm going to drink it right now. Okay, that's, it's got to be Lefneimer. It's the same as giving him, you know, the wine, like the river example. But I'm saying, if we're going to apply Rebbe Svara of what's the intention, then by that sense, it would be okay.
He doesn't want him to do the Aveira. He just wants to buy his wine.
You sound like you're underwater, my friend. But yeah, you could say that, Svara. You could say that maybe I don't want him to do the Aveira. I'm selling wine. Or maybe you could say it's different over there, and we can make like a middle category. Notice what I was saying before was, I dafka don't want you to be over the Avera. I wish you wouldn't be the Avera. Therefore, we can define your Maisa as not being Machsha Avera. Over when I sell you the wine, so I know that what you're going to do is do the Avera, and that's why you're buying the wine from me. So that one might be a little bit in the middle.
Well, if you're operating with saying that you know he's going to do the Avera, then yeah. But there's no way of knowing that, unless it's defined, in which case it's looking at it.
That's true. You are correct about that. Okay, my friends, I'm going to end it here.